Recording.
Ooh. Hello.
Hello.
So my name is Anna, and the person I am interviewing is Ms. Sabera, who is my gifted teacher. So let's start. What are your hobbies, and what do you like to do?
I am a foodie. I love to try different restaurants and cook mainly Italian food inventions. And I also love swimming, going to the ocean in Exuma, Bahamas. Those are my big hobbies.
What is a significant event that has happened in your life? Has it impacted you?
Probably going to KU and joining a sorority, Chi Omega. It's the house with the fountain. And I met over 100 I met a lot of wonderful people, and I still have them for friends now.
How old were you then? How old were you then?
How old was I? I was barely 18.
Wow, that's a first. If you could revisit one memory in your life, what would it be?
Probably, of course, seeing my granddaughter.
Who is she?
She Olivia.
Oh, she thought?
Yeah, she's no longer with us.
Sorry about that.
She was a beautiful blue-eyed redhead with a wonderful spirit.
It sounds lovely. If you could change the outcome of one event, what would it be?
I have a favorite dog that's no longer here either. Her name was Daisy, and she helped me get through a lot of fun.
Olivia Brown to the office.
This could be funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, she was a yellow lab and full of spirit and just loved her to death.
So you want her back?
Would I? That, yeah.
Do you enjoy living in Kansas, and why?
Ooh, that's a hard question. I grew up in Wichita, and that was a nice place to be raised and go to school. And there's a lot of cultural things happening there. And one fun fact is Pizza Hut started there, and it became the fast food testing ground for a lot of the restaurants that people go to now. So yes, but if I had my choice, I would rather be by the ocean somewhere.
Like, do you have a specific state in mind?
Probably California.
Mm-hmm. Is there a memory from when you were a teacher that stands out to you? What is it and why?
I was teaching in a lower income school, and this was back in the 80s when the girls had perms. Have you heard of permanents?
I have not.
Where you make your hair really curly on purpose.
Oh.
And I was teaching sixth grade. And I asked one of the girls who didn't have a permanent if she would like to get one. And she said yes. So I took her to my hairdresser, and she got a perm. And she was so excited, and her mom was so happy for that gift. So that really stood out in my mind.
Who is the most important person in your life, and why?
Probably my daughter, Allison. She's an only child, and she's just been a great support to me, and she's pretty funny and outgoing, and she teaches the third grade.
Wow, how old is she?
She is 41.
Oh, so you like to swim, right?
I love to swim. I love the water. I love anything with beaches.
Mm-hmm. So do you like warm weather?
Yes. Absolutely. I love warm weather.
Do you like rain? Because if you like
no.
water. Well, that's What do you consider your greatest strength to be?
I'm a good listener, and I'm able to, I can read people really well, and I think I'm a kind and caring person most of the time.
What about your greatest weakness?
Ooh, that would be, I can be critical, but at the same time, I try not to be.
Okay. What is something that you are very proud of?
Oh, probably, again, just being independent. And I was the first one to go to college in my family, and graduating and getting my master's degree. And like I said before, meeting all those fun women. And let's see, that's about it. Of course, becoming a teacher. I love my career.
What do you like about being a teacher?
Oh my gosh, I just love kids at the middle school age level because they're so much fun and they're eager to learn and they do funny things.
What's a virtue you value a lot?
Honesty. Honesty. Yes. I don't like it when people lie or, you know, try to hurt other people. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite memory from when you were a kid?
Oh my gosh, yes. I have. I used to swim on a swim team, and we would get up early in the morning, walk there, swim for over 2 hours, walk back home, take a nap, eat, and then walk back again and stay at the pool all day long during the summer. It was a lot of fun.
Wow. Have you traveled anywhere before?
Yes. When I was in high school, I was in a choir and ensemble, and we went to Europe and sang for people in Switzerland, Germany, Austria, and France.
Where do you think you would, where did you like it the most?
In Europe? I would have to say I loved how pretty Switzerland was, you know, the mountains and all the snow. Mm-hmm. And England was very quirky. And it was a relief to be there because people spoke English.
Do you like art or anything?
Love art. I cannot draw at all, but I admire artists. I love art. I taught summer school here in Blue Valley, and we did all kinds of art projects. Yes. If I had it to do over again, that's what I would want to be, an art teacher. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite food?
Oh, yes. Pizza and Italian food because I'm half Italian.
Do you have a favorite pizza topping?
On my pizza?
Yes.
Mushrooms.
Do you think that pineapple belongs on pizza?
I like pineapple on my pizza. I don't get it very often, but it's good. Mm-hmm. With the right cheese. You have to compliment the cheese.
Yeah.
So you're doing this for your social studies project?
Yeah.
And
it's about someone living in Kansas. Mm-hmm. And so we interview someone above the age of 18 in Kansas. Uh-huh. Ask them things about like them.
Yeah.
And yeah, we need something about Kansas in here too, of course. So I had a question about you in Kansas. And to elaborate on that, have you been anywhere in Kansas that sticks with you?
Well, I went on a field trip to the Cosmosphere in Hutchinson, which is like the number one space museum in the nation, I believe, at least it used to be. And then they've got the Eisenhower Museum. He used to be president way back when. They have a number of aircraft corporations, Boeing, Cessna, Beech. There's more. And they also have McConnell Air Force Base. And it's just a great area to grow up in because they have the best food. They've got more stores here there than they do in Kansas City, and great restaurants there. I do miss those, and nice grocery stores. They've got a really huge zoo and art museum there. Let's see. They had an arboretum that my dad's secretary started. Her family started that, and it's famous there in Wichita. Let's see. Outside of Wichita, of course, I used to come up to Kansas City, see my sister, and we would go to World of Fun.
Of course. Do you like World of Fun?
Yeah. It was not so much fun for me, but my daughter Allison went every year for her birthday. So it was kind of crazy, but it was fun. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you're afraid of?
In general?
Yeah, like fears or phobias or something you don't want happening?
Not really. I try to live each day as it comes and not worry too much about the future. Mm-hmm. I suppose maybe getting sick or a family member getting sick, that would be kind of scary.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you like to cook?
Yes, I love to cook. I don't really like to follow recipes, but I do like to invent mm-hmm. recipes.
What's something that you've invented that you feel like is really good?
Well, it's mainly pasta and whatever I have in my kitchen. I just kind of throw it all in there together with some pecorino cheese. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you really like Italian food. Have you been mm-hmm. to Italy?
I have. I went about 5 years ago. Yeah. Beautiful. Just beautiful. It was very hot, though, because I went in July. And yeah, I urge you to go if you can get there. Mm-hmm. It's worth every minute of it. Lots of history. Unlike the United States, you know, it's so new, such a new country.
Do you have a favorite animal?
Oh, I think probably a dog. When Allison was growing up, we had guinea pigs, we had a bird, we had a rat, we had five cats, we had a dog, so...
A lot of animals.
Yeah, it's a lot of animals.
Do you have an animal that you don't really like?
I don't think I would like a snake in the house.
In the house.
Yeah, that would kind of be creepy.
A snake.
Yeah. Let's see. So you need some more Kansas facts. Wichita State University is a good university in Wichita. There's a lot of opportunities here in Kansas City, too, mm-hmm. to go to school.
Where did you go to school when you were young?
I went to KU.
And before that? Do you remember?
It was Wichita Southeast High School. Mm-hmm. Yes. It was very crowded. They gave us 5 minutes to get to class because we were so crowded. Yes.
Do you remember your middle school?
Yes, Coleman Junior High. Go Cougars. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was brand new. My class was the first one to go to this school, and it was very innovative because it was like three round buildings all stuck together. And back then, that was kind of really modern mm-hmm. looking.
And what about elementary school?
That was called Koss Harris Elementary School, and I was the best tetherball player, best runner, and best kickball player.
So you were very athletic.
I like to be.
All right. And to top it off, we'll end with a very simple question.
Okay.
What is your favorite color?
Ooh, my favorite color is, can you guess?
Pink. yellow.
Yellow. Yellow. I love yellow.
Does it remind you of sunflowers?
Yes, I love flowers and I grow plants, so I love
Yes. Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome. I hope I answered correctly.
You did. Don't worry.
What you needed.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. That was very interesting.